Good morning on Sunday the 3rd of July 2022. Our readings for today are from Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 to 16 and the Gospel according to St Luke chapter 10 verses 1 to 11 and 16 to 20. And I want to look today at Galatians chapter 6. And the reason why I say this is because in my Bible I've got highlighted verse 7, and it says this: "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And let me say that last bit again: "For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And just so that you ladies are not feeling left out in this, man obviously means mankind, so it includes everybody. And it's funny in a sense that I say that, because the verse started, "Do not be deceived." And in many cases, people are deceived because they think, "Oh, that's not talking about me. That's just for the men. That's not to do with me." Or even sometimes the children may come in and say, "No, no, no, that's not for me as a young person, as a teenager, because that's talking about a grown man." And even though we all know that youngsters want to be adult and mature before their years, but there's times when we can so easily deceive ourselves, saying, "No, no, 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 that's not me." But let me get back to the verse. "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap." And again, that's a farming analogy. And the idea is that you sow as you sow on the ground. You sow crops, or you sow seeds that try and grow potatoes or vegetables or whatever. And the thing is, if you put seeds for carrots in the ground, you will expect to get carrots. And seeds for potatoes, you will expect to get potatoes. And yet it's actually quite funny, because how many times do people do one thing and yet expect something totally different? They think nothing about stabbing people in the back by saying things about people, or sometimes even friends, but people that they know, they'll say things and tear them down to their friends. And yet at the same time, when they get into trouble, they'll turn to those same people and ask them for help and wonder why they won't. Because they're expecting a different result from what they've sown. So do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Now, the context of this particular verse is talking about God. It's not talking about people. It's talking about God. And so the thing is, whatever you sow, you will also reap through God and with God and in the eyes of God. So then let's go on to the next verse to perhaps put more flesh, which is... perhaps I'm laughing because it's not perhaps the correct word to use here. You know, we talk about fleshing something out as expanding it. So maybe I should say we want to expand this. So I'll read verse 7. "Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." The flesh in this instance is talking about this world, whereas the Spirit is talking about being godly and heavenly minded. It's to do with our focus, it's to do with what we think about. You see, whenever you are spiritual and godly and heavenly minded, what that means is that you are trying to do things or do everything according to the will of God. You're trying to live godly. You're trying to do things as you believe God wants you to do them. And I've started with the second one because it's probably easier to explain that. And if we can understand that, then when we come to the flesh, it hopefully will be easier for you to understand. So being spiritually minded, sowing to the Spirit, is sowing to God, is thinking about God, is working with God is. Walking with God is whatever you do it because you think, you're thinking and talking to God. Verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And the thing is with the flesh, people think about their body. But it's not just to do with your body. It's sowing to the flesh is not being heavenly minded, is not thinking of the things of God. Sowing to your flesh is perhaps more a case of looking after me, myself, and I. It's looking for what I can get. It's doing things that are going to benefit me. And yes, at the times, it may also be to benefit other people, but it's not benefiting other people as to the things of God. It's benefiting other people for yourself. Because you're hoping to gain out of helping someone else, because they then will help you. And that's not godly. That's not godly. So verse 7 again, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he'll also reap. And it's really talking about what's our motive. Where are we coming from? Why do we do what we do? Why do we do what we do? Is our motive for me, myself, and I the unholy Trinity? Or is my motive for the things that I do for the increase and the expansion of the kingdom of God? Because I'm thinking of eternity. Because I'm not just doing things for this life, but I'm planning for the next. Because I know that this life is not the be-all and end-all. But I know that this life is a start for whenever I leave this life and go to be with God forever in heaven. Because there's going to be a new life in heaven and a life that will be forever and ever and ever. It'll not just be limited to time and space. And even as I say that, I feel that perhaps I need to say that more, or we need to hear that more and more, because we get so caught up with this life and we think this is what it's all about. And this life isn't what it's all about. It's being with God forever. And that's not just in the sweet by and by and this perhaps sleeping on clouds and just having a wonderful time. No, there is going to be a life with God in heaven where we will be doing things. And it talks about in the Bible where we'll be in charge, put in charge of cities and different places. There are things for us to do in heaven. And so those who sow to the Spirit are thinking about the next life. They're thinking about where everything, where all tears will be wiped away. They're thinking about where there will be peace and love with God, with Jesus forever. But that they achieve those things by what they do in this life. You know, salvation comes for what decisions you make in this life. You don't get a chance to choose Jesus in the next life if you haven't already chosen him in this life. And so there are things that we do in this life that affect the next life, but it's about the next life. And so in a sense then, perhaps those who sow to the flesh are only thinking about this world. They're not thinking about another life. They're just thinking, I'm born, I live, I die, and that's it. But there's more to life than that. There's eternal life. There's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So don't be deceived. Don't let yourselves be fooled into thinking that this life is what it's all about. Don't just go looking for rewards in this life for themselves and that's it. But realize that there's another life. There's an eternal life. That God is real. So don't mock him. God is real. Don't be deceived. And sow into that eternal life. And you'll do that by living according to the Spirit. Because as you live according to the Spirit, you will reap an everlasting life. It goes on in verse 9 and says this, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so the thing is, we may not see straight away what is going on. We may not perceive and understand what the future holds, as in after we die and go to heaven. But because we believe, let us believe and receive by faith, and let us live our lives according to the Spirit, being heavenly minded, while we do good on the earth, because then we will reap rewards in that season. So as I started in verse 7 of Galatians chapter 6, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Whatever you're doing, whoever you're hurting, that will come back to you. But whatever you sow and you're doing good and you're thinking of eternity and you're thinking of heaven and you're being godly minded, that also you shall reap. So do not lose heart, church. And determine in your hearts that you're going to be focused on doing godly things for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.